Connor Kolvec.
They actually had three players in the backfield there with the receivers spread out each on each side, very, very wide. And just a draw play up the middle there for Memphis. Unique formation, though.
Very unique formation. I'm not even quite sure how to title that. We'll get that figured out.
They had two tailbacks right behind the quarterback, and then they had one that was almost probably 12, 15 yards deep.
Almost in a victory formation.
Yeah, actually, it's what it reminds me of, with two receivers out wide.
Four-yard gain in that last one from Kovac, and now it's a pitch out to the toss out to Hayes on the right side. He gets past the first tackler, past the second one. We have a late hit, and we have some unsportsmanlike conduct going on out there, and there's the late flag to the secondary late flag. It's about a gain of three on the play on the far sideline out to the 43-yard line, and an ugly player was thrown to the ground by a Memphis player. We're not quite sure where this one's going to end up, but it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct on Memphis, I believe.
Looked like number 20, David Rutkowski, made the tackle, but the unnecessary stuff came away from them. No decision yet on the call.
Hayes with the 4-yard gain on that last one. Officials coming out. We have two calls on this one.
Offsetting? No?
Nope. They're both on Memphis. The first one looks like almost like a block in the back, was that? Not quite sure. It was a block in the back against Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was unsportsmanlike conduct. That's another 15 yards personal foul. So now they're going to, block in the back of the first one against Memphis. And that's from the spot of the foul. And then the second one is a personal foul. Contact to the head, is it?
It's a helmet-to-helmet contact.
So that's going to push him back all the way from roughly the 42-yard line all the way back to the 15-yard line. So we just subtracted about 27 yards off that last play, and now we're faced with a second and a whole bunch, a bushel of yards ahead of us here.
Yeah, actually, they get the 10-yard block in the back penalty.
From the spot of the foul.
Correct, and then add 15 on for the personal foul, so a 25-yard penalty. Big-time mistake there for Memphis.
And Hagman Rose was right, and it's a fumble on the pitch out to Hayes, who cannot keep a handle on it, and he has to go down to the ground to catch it, so that's going to be a loss of 5 on the play for Hayes, and now they're pushed back to their own 10-yard line.
Going from bad to worse here for Memphis, a little option pass, no more than probably 5 yards, couldn't be handled by Hayes, was a little behind it, but no reason not to catch it. The ball went to the ground. All you can do is dive on it.
So we went from second in a bushel to third in a whole beat truck here of yardage ahead of us, around to the 10-yard line of Memphis. In order to get a first down, they need to get up to the 45-yard line. Third and 35 for the Yellow Jackets. That formation we were discussing earlier, two tailbacks and then Hayes way back.
Ooh.
And it was pass intended for number 33, Sean Perry, but he slipped and it was thrown behind him. He could not bring it in. And now brings in fourth and 35 for the Yellow Jackets with 4:11 left in the third quarter here.
Even if that play was catch, just a quick slant route, a 5-yard slant route, even if they'd have made the catch, Sweeney was right there to make the play. Barring a missed tackle, that play wasn't going very far anyways.
Not quite. And not to mention, it's 9:39 here. We're in the third quarter, 4 minutes to play. And if Memphis keeps throwing this ball incomplete, we could have a long night ahead of us. I hope we're getting paid by the hour. Fourth and 35. Hubley with an 18-point lead, 38-20. Leading Memphis. It was a close game in the first half. Then Hubley had a 10-point lead at halftime. Now they stretch it to 18. And Memphis brings out the first punt of the night. It bounces at the 37-yard line in their own territory. It takes a Memphis bounce out to the 42. And that's where it's down by the Yellow Jacket, number 16, Hagman. He does it all. And now it is ugly ball at Memphis' 41-yard line. Short field to work with, 41 yards between them and a touchdown and a few raindrops. And so it's first and 10 for the orange and black and the opposing 41. 4:02 left in third quarter. They lead by 18, 38-20. Sweeney rolls to his left. He has defenders all over. Cuts back to his right. He breaks free of that. He's back to the line of scrimmage. He has room to run. He has the first down to the 30, and he's finally brought down at the 28-yard line. That went from bad to great, a 12-yard gain for Sweeney. He now has 114 yards in the night on 11 carries. First and 10 for the Bearcats at their own at the Memphis 29-yard line.
Number 9, Aaron Hayes, made the tackle there. Sweeney, very nifty, not panicking, using a little juke move to get out of trouble, weaved his way through the line to get back to the line of scrimmage, and then actually found some room to run there, gained the first down.
T formation for the Bearcats. Sweeney still under center, taking no chances here on the handoffs. And it's a handoff to the right side. That looks like it's number 5, Gabowski, on the spin move. Goes out, gets about 7-8 yards in the play, but we have a injured Memphis player. The initial tackler on on Gabowski, that's number 45, David Gatke. That's the same man who went down the first half, and he's holding the same area on his body, which looks like his left, above his left hip. Looks like almost. This could be interesting. He's not moving around too much here. His head coach is talking to him. Is he almost holding his wrist this time?
I'm not sure either that, or he's holding like an abdomen area. I'm not sure. He's not. His leg's up in the air, so he is
yeah,
okay.
He's okay.
But he's not moving.
And we can see him conversing with his coach here. His coach being smart, not telling him to. Coach telling him not to move, just in precaution. EMS is standing by in the event of something, and he's getting up, and he's going to walk it off. He's holding his abdomen area. It looks like his right, I would like to say at the very bottom, his right rib cage. Meanwhile, it's 2nd and 3 for the Bearcats after a 7-yard gain from number 5, Gabowski, spinning and diving and jipping and jiving all the way down to the 21-yard line of the Memphis Yellow Jackets. 2:59 left in the third quarter. The clock continuing to wind down here after the official timeout. This is the third play of this drive. Same formation all night long. Same song and dance, but the king is dancing right now. And it's a rolling to the right. Wide open. Breaks free for about 15 yards is number 20, David Rakowski, just all of a sudden out of nowhere, burst through the line right down the middle, and he's finally brought down at the 5-yard line, gain of 15 for David Rakowski.
Aaron Hayes actually saved a touchdown as he was the only man left to beat. David Rakowski hauled him down at the 5, but all signs look for another score here for Ubley.
Well, Aaron Hayes, he hits like Mays and runs like Hayes. 2:24, clock winding down in the third quarter. Ubley trying to add to their 18-point lead. Sweeney on their own 5-yard line. The handoff around the right side.
No,
it's up the middle.
Bland again.
And it's Bland up the gap. And it's a touchdown, Ubley. I didn't even see it. He picked me out. It's a 5-yard scamper from Brian Bland for the score. That lead is now up to 24 points.
And even Memphis was surprised there as they looked around and turned around and seen Bland in there celebrating in the end zone. Great disguise on that wing T formation.
I think my favorite part was the crowd didn't even know it either.
Right, exactly. 2-point conversion upcoming.
We have a final. Tech defeats CPS 44-13 in 8-man football. 2-point conversion coming here. It's a pass to the left side, and it is caught. Who is that? I can't even see the number. The number is so...
It's not Booms this time. I can see him on this side.
It almost looks like number 5, Gabowski.
It is, Kirk Gabowski.
Kirk Gabowski brings in the 2-point conversion. And now it's a 26-point lead, 46 Ubley, Memphis 20, with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. You're tuned to WIW.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Moore's Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and C-Wing is continuing the Mammoth Truck Sale. You can save thousands this month on a new Chevy light or heavy-duty truck.
Hello, I'm Jay Maynard with Moore's Shoreline Chevrolet Buick. We have the largest selection of Chevy trucks in the county. We have huge rebates, or you may choose 0% for 72 months. You come see me, and I will give you a minimum of $3,000 on any trade you drive in here on a new Chevy truck out of stock. Come see me, Jay Maynard, at Moore's Shoreline and C-Wing. Chevy runs deep.